News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US President Donald Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs and curb exports to countries with digital taxes or regulations that he says affect American tech companies. This is to do with the EU Digital Service Act, which in effect puts Ireland and its tech companies firmly in the firing line. But what should we do and how should we react? Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency, joins us. Dan, how serious of an issue is this specifically for Ireland? I mean, he's threatening sanctions, he's threatening visa restrictions and a whole sweep of new measures.
Look, anything that the US president says about economic relations with Ireland and Europe is always going to be serious. We're the most plugged in economy in Europe to the United States. We have two twin engines strapped onto our economy. One is American pharmaceuticals and one is American tech. And both of these are under threat from the current president, who I know it's very easy to criticize the US president, but he does behave more like a mafia boss than a traditional US president. And there is just one thing after another where he's coming back looking for more concessions. And we're in a very weak position here in Ireland and even collectively in Europe to stand up to that.
Okay. We do have two, I suppose, institutions or commissions that do what he's accusing us of. We have the Data Protection Commission and we have Commissioner Moore. The DPC, for example, have imposed 4 billion euros previously over the course of time in fines, a lot of them on Meta, who have said that they're going to complain to Donald Trump himself. Does he have, and dare I say it, does he have a point in terms of how we treat tech here in Europe opposed to how they treat it in the US? He seems to think that Europe is suppressing conservative voices largely and in his words, censoring Americans and imposing costs on US tech companies.
Well, I think there are two very separate issues here. There's one, that view in terms of political content, and there's another view about the role of the state, or more particularly in this case, the role of the European Union acting as the state, because we do a lot of these things collectively, in terms of regulating these businesses, quite aside from any of their content. So there are two issues here. Let's leave the political one, because that's sort of very controversial in many ways. And let's just look at the basic how you regulate companies. Europe is much more likely in historical terms to regulate businesses. We're much more comfortable telling businesses what to do. America is kind of the land of the free. It's let things rip. And they use their legal system. You know, you can go to court in the US and sue somebody for $100 billion if the company produces a product that's wrong. Whereas in Europe, we prefer to regulate companies so they don't screw up and do things. Whereas in America, they tend to leave it to the legal system and litigation. And if a company screws up, people can go and challenge. So we have a philosophically different way of regulating businesses. This new American administration and previous ones have never liked the way we regulate American businesses, particularly in the tech sector. And now Trump is looking to tell us what laws we can have. Now, in my reading of this from knowing the European side is that we're going to do an awful lot. And we've, you know, some people say accuse the European side of humiliating itself and giving in to Trump on tariffs. But I don't think the European side is going to accept we're going to repeal our laws because you tell us. I think that would be a red line for the Europeans.
Okay. So, and if you're right, where does that leave Ireland, Dan? Because obviously we're part of the EU, we're part of that 27 country block, but we are, as you say, uniquely exposed as a country to the US. And I fully accept what you're saying, that what he sees as you know, the regulatory cost we see as a cost associated with protecting people and protecting rights and things. So if the EU isn't going to fold on that, where does that leave Ireland? And what wriggle room does Ireland have in that space?
Not much is the answer. We're sort of cork bobbing around on these waters that the whether the hurricane is blowing, and we just don't have, you know, we don't have the capacity to navigate this. We just bob around on this. We have some limited influence, obviously, as one of 27 member states on the EU side, and we have some influence in the US, and particularly when we ally with the American companies to for their lobbying. But effectively, we are a very small player in all of this. So if, you know, the two giants go to war on this, and you know, this comes to American tech companies pulling out of Europe or being banned from Europe, well, you know, their bases in many cases are in Dublin, and that would be a worst case scenario for us.
And in purely economic terms, Dan, you know, that argument, are we closer to Berlin or are we closer to Boston? Would you say Berlin is our ally here more so, and where we have to sort of ally our allegiances?
Well, we are part of a political union. You know, we're not leaving the EU. That hasn't worked out fantastically for Britain. No. It would be much more serious for us, given we're part of the euro and we're also just much more enmeshed into the European economy. But what makes it so tricky for us is that we're also deeply integrated into the United States economy. So, you know, this was, you know, we have made ourselves into a hub of the transatlantic economy. The real problem here is that Donald Trump wants to dismantle that transatlantic economy and put up lots of barriers to business there. And you know, the very basis of our economic model of having an open, free trading, free investing transatlantic model is not one that it seems he wants. And that means the entire model that we have based our economy on, you know, is threatened. Now, look, you know, we have to hope that a lot of this is hyperbole. You know, in July, there was some sort of outline of a deal where the Europeans accepted most of Trump's demands. And just last week, we got a joint statement from both the EU and US that was written together rather than just something, you know, that was banged out or a short statement, but it was actually had some detail in it on how the tariff stuff would work. Now, that the ink was hardly dry on this when there was this blast 48 hours ago from Trump about this tech thing. One could hope that this was, you know, Trump doesn't always back down, he doesn't always chicken out, but that this was just, you know,
sure,
this moment of madness that he had, and he'd fire this thing out and it'll drop down the agenda, and you know, the technocrats can sort of deal with it. You know, one would hope that, but clearly, you know, it does from the European side. It says, can we trust this guy at all? Can we, you know, is he always going to come back and look for more? So it kind of ups the chances of this whole transatlantic economic war reigniting. But we've got to hope that won't happen.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Dan O'Brien, their chief economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Current.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.